USA inserts itself into Israel's war with Iran, striking three Iranian nuclear sites. Report reaching TheBridgeGroup.com indicates that, in a dramatic escalation of Middle East tensions, the United States has directly intervened in the ongoing war between Israel and Iran, launching coordinated airstrikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities. This marks the first confirmed U.S. military action targeting Iranian nuclear infrastructure and significantly raises the risk of a broader regional conflict. Background: Israel-Iran conflict intensifies. According to TheBridgeGroup.com analyst, the roots of the conflict trace back decades, with Israel and Iran maintaining hostile relations since the 1979 Iranian Revolution. Over the years, Israel has accused Iran of developing nuclear weapons under the guise of a civilian program, a claim Tehran vehemently denies. Despite numerous covert operations, cyber attacks, and targeted assassinations many attributed to Israel, open warfare was largely avoided until early 2025, when a missile exchange triggered by border clashes with Hezbollah spiraled into a full-scale confrontation. Israel launched a series of preemptive strikes deep into Iranian territory in March 2025, targeting Revolutionary Guard bases and suspected nuclear facilities. Iran responded with ballistic missile attacks on Israeli military and civilian targets, drawing condemnation and concern from around the world. The U.S. enters the conflict in the early hours of June 21, 2025. American B-2 Spirit stealth bombers and F-35 strike aircraft, reportedly operating from bases in the Gulf and Diego Garcia, carried out precision strikes on three key Iranian nuclear sites: the Natanz Enrichment Complex, the Fordow Underground Facility, and a suspected centrifuge assembly plant near Isfahan. Pentagon officials confirmed the operation, citing intelligence that Iran was accelerating efforts to weaponize enriched uranium amid the chaos of war. A senior U.S. defense official stated, "We acted to eliminate an imminent threat. Iran was moving beyond red lines, and inaction would have allowed irreversible nuclear escalation." The Biden administration, which has faced domestic and international pressure over its handling of the Iran-Israel conflict, argued the intervention was both defensive and preemptive. In a televised address, President Joe Biden emphasized that the United States does not seek war with Iran but will not allow nuclear weapons to proliferate in the region. Details of the strikes. According to satellite imagery and Iranian state media, the strikes caused significant damage. Natanz, Iran's primary uranium enrichment facility, was hit with deep penetrating munitions. Iranian sources claim several centrifuge halls were destroyed, though the full extent is still being assessed. Fordow, a heavily fortified underground site built into a mountain, was targeted with specialized bunker buster bombs. Preliminary reports suggest the facility may have been disabled. Isfahan centrifuge plant.